Hello, this is Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris, it's Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. We had a lot of days off last week and then the week before that for Christmas, so I think we only worked 2 weeks, 2 days last week and then 2 days the week before. So, but back in action, we've been so slammed, it's beyond belief. Like, everybody that we contacted during the holidays they're calling back. It's insane. So sorry I didn't catch your call earlier. I know you called in.
I actually had texted you back, so I don't know if you get the texts or not.
I do. I saw the text messages that you had sent me as well. But I was on the call. I said, hey, Chris, I tried to call your office but didn't have your extension. And then I realized it would be difficult to get a hold of you. Call me when you have a moment. So I did get those messages, you know. And the one before that, too, for sure. So this is like in beginning of December.
Yeah, December 15th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there spots that once they're taken, they're no longer able to be gotten, or... No.
So I talked to you. So I'm looking at the email recap that I sent for the business, and so what I was offering was two things on Google, right? One of them was the Google Verified, which is the pay per lead service, and then the other one was the placement. So we can still get you optimized on that first page. I did some homework on your business just a little bit before the phone call, and it looks like you have two Google business profiles, which is hurting you right now. One has one review, and the other one has no reviews. So that's actually going to hurt your ranking on Google. I just wanted to ask a few questions. Last time we talked, you said you had a company that was managing your Google, or your social media. Not quite sure which one it was.
Not really, and he suggested I go with you because he says what you guys do is different from what he's doing. He's built my
website.
Yeah, I have been working on another website.
Yeah.
So I have a card. I have a collector card business. So this is something separate and different.
Oh wow! Okay.
And I'm having an online e-commerce site built for that.
That's
and
awesome.
My question is going to be to you if you guys are able to help with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can help you for that.
Well,
a quick question.
I'm going to bring you more business, but I do need to get this Miller Building thing cleared up.
Yeah.
If we can eliminate the one and get the other.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
And then, start getting, I've got at least two or three reviews that I can get up on there.
Okay.
I don't know if I need to have you do it or if I should do it. I tried doing the verified thing myself and I thought it went through, but maybe I heard it and started a second one. I don't know.
Yeah. So right now I'm looking at the Google's back office. Once again, you have two Google business profiles. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to go in there and deactivate one and keep the one that has the reviews. One says 10 years in business, which is good. You have 21 pictures on one of them, which is even better. And then you have your website. The other one has, it's the new one. It has 16 pictures. But it doesn't, it doesn't have any reviews. So I think we can eliminate one of them, which is the most recent one, and just keep and optimize the one that we have, or the one that has the one review.
And do we reach out to Google and let them know that that's the
issue? Oh, absolutely.
And then they just help eliminate it? Okay.
Yeah, we're Google partners. So as far as your online presence, marketing, SEO, like, we're a one-stop shop. So we actually call Google, and we get that squared away without any issues. So that's on our end for sure. Funny that you mentioned collectible cards. Do you ever go to Frank and Sons?
I do, yeah.
I love that place.
You're in the area?
Yeah, remember I talked
so you're
to you.
Not
I'm
far
in...
from me. Okay.
No. You're in Pomona. I remember talking to you that I got a house in Apple Valley. That's up the hill. So it's not too far.
Okay.
The company's in Orange County, but you take the 60 and then boom, right? You get Frank and Sons. I love that place. I mean, it changed a lot. I feel like, you know, for over the past couple of years, but they still got some pretty neat stuff. I know they have.
When I first went there as a teenager, it was a lot different. Of course, it used to be on a different street in City of Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had opened up that new location, and it looked a lot different than it does now. I recently went there like last month,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's cool, and there are some good people in there to have conversations with, but there's also a lot of stuff to like, you know, pass by and ignore and move on because they're asking for pretty high prices.
Yes, I noticed that.
They don't have, it's not like they're dealing with an online presence. I don't know. They're just, it's interesting.
I hear you.
I have thousands and thousands of inventory, and I feel I just need to move. I do a lot of eBay sales.
Okay, cool.
I try to do cross-listing, but that ends up taking a lot more time. And I really feel that if I just have a store online, then I can probably pursue, you know, moving the inventory. And I really want to establish a relationship with the distribution channels so I can buy direct.
Right.
What I don't know is if they're going to require me to have a brick and mortar to get that from them, or if I can do it by way of a large enough online presence. Obviously, they sell to places that only sell online, like Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But they're huge. So how do they get around, you know, if a place requires a brick and mortar, how do they get around that? So
that's something
I need to figure out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, most definitely. Once you get that going, then we can help you to get your online presence out there. You don't necessarily have to, for your Google, like your Google business profile, you wouldn't have to have a brick and mortar. You could just have, it's a home, you know, like a home type of business. So that's not an issue. But once you're ready to rock and roll with that, for sure, we can definitely get that one going. For the Miller Building Company, yeah. So last time I spoke to you, I did mention a couple things, right? So one of the things that I mentioned was managing your Google business profile so that when people are typing in, you know, any of the services you offer that are listed under the website, you know, you do a multitude of services like bath remodel, kitchen remodel, full renovations, ADU, and all that good stuff. So we can get you found for that for sure. The thing I was also asking if you were interested, you said you were, was the Google Verified, which is the pay-per-lead through Google. And I think in your area, I think it was $75 per lead under the general contractor category. Google will, once again, ask for licensing and insurance, and then they make sure that you don't have anything on your background that's outstanding. Once you do get approved for the Google Verified, then you start receiving leads directly from Google. So not only will you have the map section to get optimized, but you're also going to have the sponsored section at the very top. And that's the Google Verified. I think what you were referring to earlier was a Google business profile. But that we'll take care of that to make sure that we remove that existing one, or the, you know, keep one and then remove the other one, because that's going to hurt your ranking as well if we don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I just ask of you, I never want to spend money on something that's not needed or not helpful.
Okay.
I know we had talked about a couple of the channels, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, Google. I think there were certain things you said are not worth doing versus the things that are worth doing.
Yep.
Already I'm fed up with Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Spending $1,400 a month with them.
Oh, God.
And
yeah, that's a lot.
The system's not working right. I don't know. I want to see if I can get my money back, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And I can't close. I can't get in touch with people. And
mm-hmm.
and so they're not using my total expenses for the month, but then they still charge me again for the next month.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I have a bunch of unused dollar amounts. It's confusing and it's frustrating, and I'm pretty ticked off.
No, I would too. I mean, That's the reason why Google came up with their own pay-per-lead service. It's the Google Verified for that exact reason. So there's companies like House, Porsche, Thumbtack, HomeAdvisor, Angie. I think HomeAdvisor owns Angie, or same company, whatever. But anyhow, so Google saw that they were using their platform, because that's what they do. They actually buy a listing on Google, and then they sell the leads to you and your competitors, and then they charge you per lead, and sometimes it just gets expensive without really getting results. So what Google did is they're kind of like, I don't want to say the same, they're just similar, like, you know, how they have to have a background check and so forth. So Google does that, but Google's guaranteeing you that you get good quality leads. What that means for you is that anytime anyone calls you for something you don't offer, you're not going to get charged for that lead, and you're going to get that lead credited back. And that's where we come in, and we manage your account to make sure that you're being optimized for the right keywords, which is the right jobs you want to focus on, in the right areas as well. Because on your website, I did some homework as well, is you put a couple cities that you really want to hyper-focus on, and that's what we're going to do. So we're not going to run your ads outside of that area. We want to really make sure you're getting the maximum results. So, you put here that you're servicing the following areas, like, Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, San Diego, so forth. So we'll make sure you come up in those areas as well. But that's what we want to do for your business, is make sure that you get the maximum results in the areas you want to really come up for, you know? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I am. Yeah. I was just reading a text that came through.
No worries.
And,
yeah.
That's not even, those really are counties, and I don't even want to go that far, so.
I see that you really put Pomona, Claremont, Laverne, San Dimas, Diamond Bar, Chino Hills, Upland, Rancho Cucamonga, Ontario, is that correct?
Basically, yeah, West Covina,
all
that area around me. Like, Chino Hills is huge. If I want to get into Rancho Cucamonga and Fontana, those markets are huge. I think there's a lot of people that are remodeling their homes, even the track homes, because they've already hit that, 20, 30-year mark. And I love Google, and I search for businesses on Google myself. So it's like, if I'm doing that, I imagine a lot of other people are doing the same.
I mean, yeah, that's the biggest search engine in the world. So when I look for anything, I just I had to do a couple things. I when it rained pretty bad last couple of days.
Yeah.
So I had a in my ceiling, I had a tiny little. Like, it looked like a water spot, so then I had someone come out just to check it out. So it was just like there was a rusted nail that rusted through, and then the water was going through that. So it was a small little patch. But, I look for stuff online. I mean, that's what we normally do when we're looking for stuff. And if you're coming up on Google as a top recommended option and you're getting the leads directly from Google, it's definitely a win-win situation. The best part about this as well is that there's no long-term contracts. You're not tied up into a year. There's no, we want to make sure we're earning your business, but at the end of the day, we also need you to give us some time, right? So we ask for, a month or two to make sure we get you up and going, to get the application and everything through Google and verified, right? So it's a simple process, but also, it's not gonna be like the flip of the switch and we're gonna inundate you with phone calls. You see what I mean? I just want to be clear on that.
But also, I'm not paying for leads for the first month until I get set up, right?
Absolutely. So the initial investment is $549. So that's the $250 application fee through Google and the $299 that we charge for your optimization. Okay. So that's going to include Yelp. It's going to include Bing. We're going to run Facebook ads. We're going to put you on Google. We're going to put you on Apple Maps. And then we're also going to list you on the voice activated searches. So like Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Okay, and I told you last time we don't do any Instagram or we don't do any TikTok because no one's looking for a remodeling job on those. That's more for like influencers and dancers and kind of younger crowd. The older crowd uses Facebook, right? That's just reality. Anybody that's, they're 25 or 30 and above, they have Facebook. They really don't have the TikTok stuff. So that's why we target that better. So yeah, to get you started today, it would be like $549 and then it would be $299 every month after that. Once you're approved for the Google Verify program, at that point, then you'll start getting, you know, you start they'll start charging you per lead, right? And then once again, that lead gets 100% tracked. So you'll have a tracking and reporting system. You can download our app. It's our local Splash app. You can do it through iPhone or Android. And then you'll have full transparency of who's calling you, what lead's coming from where. I mean, it's an awesome system that we have. It's like a mini CRM for your business. So that way you don't have to like, you know, kind of scramble, oh, who called me or when. Everything's just in one system. So we really might make things user-friendly for you to track your success when it comes to this. But yeah, one of the first things we're going to do is get rid of that listing that you have, because that's going to hurt your ranking. And then we're going to help you with reviews as well, right? Generate reviews. So we'll have tools to do that as well. Just to make sure you got a good traction there. So, yeah,
and
I mean,
you said the amount is how much today?
Oh, it's $549 to start, and then it's $299 every month after that. So it's the reason why it's $549. It's $250 for the application for Google Verified, and then it's $299 for the service to get you the programming online, right? That one-time application fee, it's only one time. It's only $250 for Google to do the background check. Make sure they verify license and insurance. So it's a process that they do, right?
Okay, so do I give you the card number right now?
Yeah, so I'm gonna before I get to that, I just want to just verify a couple things. So we did mention we're going to remove the Google Business Profile, and then one of the things I wanted to ask you is I got the city that you want to focus on. You did mention West Covina, so you want me to include that as well?
I'm coming from a place of starving for leads.
Okay. You could always...
If you tell me that without adding that, I'm going to get a bunch of leads in the other cities, then I'm just going a little bit further. You know, that's like adding Ontario. I don't necessarily want to add Ontario, but if I need more leads and I can get them from going out a little further, then
right.
I should.
Right.
So you tell me if we add those now or add them later based on what we're getting.
Here's what I suggest, right? So I suggest you can include them. And if you get too much business from different places, because you're going to get business, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we capture as many clients as possible to begin with. So what I would do is I would add them. So here's what I got so far. I got, if you want to be with Claremont, obviously we got Pomona, Laverne, San Dimas, Diamond Bar, Chino Hills, Upland, Rancho Cucamonga, and Ontario. Is that, and I included West Covina. So we can add those cities currently.
You have Chino Hills?
Chino Hills, yep, I got that as well. Mm-hmm.
Chino Diamond Chino Bar.
I got Diamond Bar in there. Mm-hmm.
Walnut is maybe okay.
Okay.
We've got a lot of money there.
Okay. I didn't know Upland had a lot of money. I just visited a friend in Upland. My God, they got some beautiful homes there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've always thought it was more maybe like a lower, like kind of sub, like, you know, city, but no, they got some nice houses out there.
Up Euclid, above Foothill, you get some pretty monstrous homes, and they're very nice. So,
yep.
You know, do rich people look at Google? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, you know, when it comes to, if they don't have any references or any referrals, they're gonna go online to search for stuff, and then they're gonna look at websites. And the good thing that you have going on for your business as it is your website's beautiful. Like, it's really well made, and you have a really good presentation. Makes your company really stand out. So that's a really good thing to have. Because people love to see, you know, before and after pictures and the services you offer and things like that. So when they see that on your Google Business Profile, that's a game changer, right? Because a lot of people are visual. So when people look for services, that's what they look at. They look at a website. They look at, you know, what kind of reviews you got. They look at what your online presence is and your reputation, right? So that's a lot that goes within, you know, someone choosing your business. But yeah, people look at it. I mean, when's the last time someone knocked on your door for Halloween? I don't even know people trick or treat nowadays anymore, right? So everybody uses a phone, you know. So if they don't know anybody that's, you know, like I moved to Apple Valley, I didn't know any roofers. So I had to look one up, you know, to patch that little hole that I have. So yeah, people do search for things. It's just having the right online presence has a lot to do, and you already got a good foot in the door, which is good.
Okay.
So, and then I just wanted to ask you another question. So everything that you have on your website is what you offer for the most part, right? As far as the services.
Well,
okay.
Mm-hmm. There's three things I want to focus on.
Okay, talk to me.
I want more kitchen I've been getting a lot of bathroom remodel questions, you know. I don't get very many kitchen ones, and so I don't know why. Are there just that many more people looking for? So on Angie, I think I've seen one or two that were about kitchens, and there's been like 20 or 30 for bathrooms, but nobody ever responds back to me. And they're still charging me like $200 per lead.
God, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous. I don't know if there's a way to make it more even or if it's just going to be what it's going to be, but I want an equal amount of kitchen and bathroom. And the one other thing I would really like to add is cement work. So hardscape, driveways. So I have a guy I hired that is really good and high end for cement work. And so now I have him as part of my company and I just want to utilize that.
Yeah.
And, so that's a third thing I want to be focused on for it. The other stuff, it's just to show that I have a lot and can do a lot, but
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't necessarily want to focus on ADUs. If I get the client because of a kitchen bathroom remodel and they love me and they want me to do more work for me, I'm going to do it.
Of course, right.
But I don't want to go out trying to get a bunch of ADU leads. They take a lot of time. Sometimes clients don't want to pay up front for the amount of time that goes out for that. And I generally give free estimates. I don't think the market allows for charging for estimates right now. And
those are the three things I want to focus on. Okay, so I'll put here down. So you want to really focus on kitchen, bathroom, and then hardscape. So we're talking about hardscape.
So you let me know what categories. I don't know if that's multiple categories for cement, but it's basically residential.
Okay.
Anything to do with patios, slabs,
patios,
driveways. I don't know what all that falls under.
Right. Yeah. We can. It's fine. We can. It's under all the general contractors, so we can put it under that. That's fine. But we'll just hyper focus on these as well, so that's not an issue for us at all. I'm going to have to call you.
One other question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
One other question. Do people look for general contractor, or do they sort of not like a general contractor?
Yeah,
role is important, but I don't think they understand the role.
Yeah. So, you know, general contractor is a vertical. So that's the way that Google sees it. So it's under a vertical. But there's so many things that come in within that vertical. So like home remodel, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, that's under that vertical. Also, concrete is under that vertical as well. So, you know, with that being said, you know, it's just what we're going to do is we're not going to guess what people are actually searching. We're going to know. So we have Google Analytics. So what that means is that you give me what you want to be found for, and we're going to figure out exactly how people are searching on Google to get you the maximum results. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if people are typing a general contractor, we're going to say, hey, Tim, you know, you need to come up as general contractor. That's one of the keywords. And then under that, then there's verticals under that. So, okay, well, what exactly is Tim want to be found for? Okay, well, kitchen, bathroom model, and we're going to also do hardscape, driveways, patios, you know, things of that nature, right? And it's residential, so you don't want to focus on commercial jobs. So that's what we're going to really tailor the service to be, so that way you're not getting a bunch of calls where, you know, you're not going to really focus on jobs you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we're going to be able to do for you. And then I have another question for you. I didn't see, like, a Facebook business profile for the company. Do you have one by chance that I'm missing?
So I have my personal Facebook, and
okay.
I created one for Miller Building.
Okay.
But I don't fully understand how Facebook works.
Okay.
So when I created that one, it basically put it under my personal one. And so yeah. I've also mm-hmm. created one for my Card Time business. So
okay.
they're all under my Tim Miller account, even though they
okay.
each have their own page.
Not a problem.
So
yep.
short answer is yes, I do. Long
okay.
answer is I don't understand if that's right, if that's done right or not.
Well, it's okay. So
the other guy said it was, but
it
you
was.
Can tell me.
No, it is.
Okay.
So in order for you to create a business Facebook page, you have to have a personal one. Without having a personal
okay.
Facebook page, you cannot create a business one. But what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we're running retargeting ads on your professional business one, and they're not going to intermix with your – so no one's ever going to see your personal one. They don't even know it's going to be tied to your personal one. So we manage
I don't
it.
Want my personal friends seeing my stuff that's advertising
oh, no.
my business stuff.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. We completely separate that. I mean, it's we never want to do that. So, yeah, we'll be able to
okay.
do that for you. That's not an issue. All right. I got a lot of these notes already here for your business for the most part. So one of the things I did want to mention is we do have what's called an onboarding call. That's going to be with one of our technicians. And our technicians, obviously, it's almost 3 p.m. So I have availability tomorrow. I'm pretty sure you're a little busy as well today. What time works for like I would say about 30 minutes to 45 minute phone call to talk with one of
probably
our
probably the
staff.
Afternoon like this, 3-ish.
Like this.
I don't my morning will be busy and I don't know
yeah.
where I'll be at certain times. So
okay, let me look at the calendar.
I slow down in the afternoon.
Okay, so I got availability tomorrow, pretty much from 7 a.m. all the way to like 3:30 p.m. I don't know what
okay.
what work for you.
So just try. Let's try for 3.
Okay, I'll write down 3.
And I don't know if there's any communication ability if something changes
oh,
for me or I get messed up. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
I got a spot here for 3:30. So that work for you? 3:30.
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
So I'll do 3:30. And then you have my contact information. You could text me, you can call me, I'll be available. And if I don't reach you, you know, obviously I'll call you right back. Because once again, Tim, I apologize. I've been super slammed with, it's just beyond belief type work. It's just,
That's good.
It happens because for the past 2 weeks, you know, it was slow. We had a lot of time off and, you know, it's a holiday. So people are spending time with family. And then the holidays really came up at a perfect time, like towards the end of the week. So people just decided to take the rest of the week. And then, you know,
yeah.
the RCO was like, hey, you know what? You guys should also like enjoy yourselves. So he gave us a lot of good paid time off, which is very fortunate to have, which is good.
Yeah,
all right. And Tim, you don't speak any other languages.
I would like to try to get from the market, you know, I don't know about tax return season.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's when people are starting to do some remodels because they have some money.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys know the ups and downs throughout the year of times that more leads are generated? I assume you do through the analytics.
Yeah, so things will start slowing down the last quarter of the year for the most part. Things will start picking up late Jan to early Feb. That's when people start, you know, kind of freeing things up because it's not – you know, and we're in California, so it's not like we get a bunch of rain this year. We have. So people will start, like, looking into doing things for their home. So then from, you know, Feb all the way into, like, you know, I would talk about May, all those months, even at the end of, like, September, those are all really good months. Where it starts to slow down, it's the last quarter for the most part. So October, November, December. Why? Because of the holidays
okay.
and people are more focusing on that. But if that's why I wanted to reach out to you like at the beginning of the year, and I know that you also said that, hey, give me a few weeks, because if you get this started now, you'll be in a perfect position to really get the ball going instead of having to wait for you to get things going, and then you're like, hey, I need work now, like what's going on? So, you know, that's why I would suggest to my clients, hey, do it at the beginning of the year, get yourself set up and situated, and once you're ready to rock and roll, you're in a good position. So yeah, and as far as marketing, we can also do a seasonal hold. Let's say towards the end of the month, the year, you're like, hey Chris, like things are slowing down. We can pause your campaign so you don't pay a dime. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a really good thing. All right. So I got, let me see. I got everything here. Now, as far as the address, I got 3667 Valley Boulevard, Pomona, California. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
That's an old address. I haven't lived there for like 10 years.
Goodness gracious. Okay. I don't know why this came up under your profile, but okay. What's the new address?
632 Burdick. That's B as in boy, U-R-D-I-C-K, Drive.
I got it.
Pomona. That's in Pomona, 91768.
Okay, cool. It just, Google just updates the whole profile, which is really cool. Okay. All right. So I pretty much got everything here for the most part. Now, as far as securing the first month's payment of the 549, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. So I'll repeat that for accuracy, and then I'll read what's called the voice verification. This is just to outline the agreement, and that way you get your invoice in, and you'll also get your welcome email. And I'll also send the calendar invite, so that way you get a reminder for tomorrow at, we mentioned 3:30, right?
Okay.
Yeah, 3:30. Okay. Okay, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
You want me to read the number off?
Yeah, that's correct.
4147-0997-8088-0363.
Okay, gotcha. And expiration month and year?
November 28th.
Okay.
Security
and
code
the,
819.
819, okay, there we go. 819, November 2020. Okay, gotcha. So I'll update here. And then we do ask you for a security question, so we want to make sure that if we're calling you, Tim, and then I'm just making a crazy assumption. Is your last name Miller?
Yep.
Okay, cool. The Miller Building Company, so I get to assume, but I'm like, wait a minute, I've done this so much.
And the website is Miller Home Remodel. So I had started some advertising years ago. I had Miller Building Company. Mm-hmm. It lapsed with the domain company, which was dumb and my fault. And then another company in like Wisconsin or something took it over and bought it. And then all
no
of the
way.
Miller Building Company is on there. And I was a little bit upset. I didn't, it was my fault, but I had had it for years and I had basically, I started something for them that they got a really good domain out of. And
yeah.
So I don't know over the years if people have been a little confused because I still get sometimes people looking either at my profile or that web address and it's stupid. So, last year I was trying to put more effort into marketing again and, what pictures are best between those two profiles. I don't know if you guys compile those pictures to help the Google.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just meh. Some of them look really good.
Right.
So hopefully you're able to help with all of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure we take over. We would also obviously need your help as well too, if
sure.
For your input, obviously that's, I just want to say it's a two-way street as well. So as far as security questions, so we do ask for a security question in case we call or local/calls you. You do have three options, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, your first pet's name. What security question would you like to have?
I've used all of them, so. Pomona, where I live, is where I was born.
Okay, so we'll do that.
That's too easy if that's, my mother's maiden name is Height, and my first dog's name is George, so.
Okay, cool. it's just for you, if we call you, no one else is going to know, maybe your dog's name, you said his name was...
George.
George, okay. Got it. Okay. George. Just reminds me of that movie, It, Georgie. Yeah, I was watching that series over the weekend, The Dairy, Welcome to Dairy. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
You watched it? Okay, cool. And then
I love the movie. I love the story, It, and the movies. I like the older one and the new one.
Yeah.
And, Welcome to Dairy is not as good, but it definitely had some good points to it. I think they took too long to, because he's so good in that role.
Yes, yes, he definitely is a great actor.
You know, it felt slightly more like made for TV when it is a whole HBO production, which they usually put so much money into stuff. So I was a little surprised it wasn't quite up to par with the movie, but it was still good and fun.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you're a fan of Stranger Things. I was trying to finish that off today. So, I know they got that last episode. I think it was like Christmas or Christmas Eve, but I just haven't had a chance. So I'm going to check that out. Okay, cool. So I got everything here for the most part. And then I sent you, an invitation for, an onboarding call. It should be on your email. Okay. And I'll read what's called this 90-second voice verification. This is just letting you know what we're going to do for you. If there's anything that you have a question about, please let me know. Hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? And I'll get that address as quickly as possible, right? So I'll get to it,
okay.
And you stop me if you have any questions. So, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for your quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Miller Building Company.
All right, thank you. And it says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Tim Miller, owner, general contractor.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right, awesome. So it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. It says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you make get calls from a third-party vendor unrelated to Local Splash. So that's why, we provided you a security question. If someone calls in, we'll have your dog, hey, what's my dog's name? Everybody in the company should know that. That's just one of the security measures we have. And then everybody should know the answer, which is George. So just letting you know that.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, it says, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this is saying is if you get another company that's calling you, offering you the same thing, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're doing already and you're not having to, overpay for your marketing.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
My other guy that helps me with marketing, his name is Justin. What's Justin's last name? And I might give him approval to talk with you guys so that you guys can coordinate with each other.
Absolutely.
He does some stuff, and I honestly don't know all of what he does. And
okay.
I actually pay him I pay him $300 or $295 also for a monthly billing charge service.
Mm-hmm.
And that does some things that you may do, and it also, from what he said, doesn't do some of the things you guys are doing. So I don't know if you need to talk to each other, and I have no problem with that.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put him down as on the account, the name Justin. It's okay if you don't know his last name. We just put Justin.
Okay.
And then, if he calls in or whatever the case may be, we'll put him on file. So I'll put him there. That's not an issue whatsoever. But what we're referring to basically is another company doing SEO for your business. That's what we're really kind of getting at here. So, you don't have to pay for another company that's going to do the same thing that we're doing in a nutshell, right?
Okay.
And, so
and his last name is Hill, H-I-L-L, by the way.
Oh, H-I-L-L. Gotcha. Okay. I'll put them down here as a reference as well. Okay. And then it also says, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the business information. So what I'm doing too right now for you, Tim, is I'm sending you a text message with an application, and you can fill this out at your convenience. If you need help filling it out, you can always wait for the client onboarding call tomorrow, and the technician can help you out with that. So it's completely up to you. This application is just that application that we have to submit for Google, for licensing and everything, so that way we're getting you those leads and they do the background check. Okay. So I'm texting that to you now. You should have that in your text messages. But if you need help filling it out or you don't feel like doing it now, that's fine. We can have the technician help you out to fill it out, and then once it's filled, then we can submit it to Google and get that in the approval process. Okay. So
filled out the signature and checked the boxes and submitted that document back as well.
Cool. All right. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. So that's good. And then the last portion here that we got to read here is so your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today, and then it's the amount of $549. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would do is call client support, and then just let us know 3 days before the billing is due. So, it's just a courtesy. It doesn't have to be exact, but, let us know so that way we can, have another company fill that position for that placement on Google. So that's pretty much it. So last couple of things before we kind of let things go here, is a reminder for that call tomorrow. Okay. And that's going to be around 3:30. If anything changes, Tim, because I know life is crazy and we get busy, give me a call and then I'll be able to reschedule that for you. Okay. So that's pretty much it. I heavily notated your account. If anything changes, you can always call me back or shoot me a text message and I'll get back as quickly as possible. So tomorrow we got that onboarding call and then we'll start the process. But other than that, we're all set. So I know we're going to be able to get your business going.
I guess it maybe is with the onboard tomorrow, but the local Splash app popped up. And so the username and password, do I already have one or do I need to make one?
Great question. So I'm glad you already looked it up on your phone. So the technician will give you the credentials. So he'll activate it, show you how to use it, and give you a demo of it. So that way you know how to use it as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. Well, Tim, you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be in contact tomorrow around 3:30, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.